This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, August 8, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Just days after a major credit rating agency downgraded the United States government, the president argues that it's time to raise taxes and make what he terms modest reforms to Medicare. But the amount of money needed to pay for the promises of past Congresses and past presidents is simply uncollectible, according to Jagadish Gokhale, senior fellow at the Cato Institute.
We know that we have an aging population. The baby boomers are retiring. The first wave started retiring in 2008, and they will be retiring for another 12 or 15 years. And the ranks of retirees will grow by 76 million, which is the baby boomers. And we've promised them benefits that far exceed what they paid in to entitlement programs in the past. Social Security, Medicare, and also Medicaid should be counted as an entitlement because it's a safety net program and the benefits are politically entrenched. It's basically impossible to tax our way out of this commitment. Because if we try to impose huge taxes on the backs of workers and younger generations, we will destroy the incentives to work, and we will destroy the incentives of people who can provide capital to actually provide it in the U.S. They would take that capital and migrate to other shores. So a tax-side solution, which most people, including President Obama, is recommending that we adopt to solve the so-called debt problem that we have, for which we just got downgraded, is just not feasible. The taxes required are not collectible, because if you try to raise taxes to pay for all these benefits, which amount, by the way, to hundreds of thousands of dollars more than what the baby boomers and today's retirees paid into these entitlement programs, we are looking at a solution that will drive the economy into the ground. And that's what the debt limit fight was all about, is in order to wake people up and get them to realize that unless we reform entitlements structurally, meaning bring down the commitments to pay these benefits, which in any case exceed what the recipients contributed in the past, especially on healthcare, the tax side solution that is being offered as an alternative and emphasized by many analysts and politicians today are just not the right way of going about solving this problem.
What costs in the economy are people likely to see from this downgrade?
Well, actually, I think the downgrade was too little, too late by these rating agencies. I think the ratings agencies have essentially suffered a blow to their reputation in the context of the housing debacle that caused the Great Recession.
Right. Rating agencies, they follow the market. They definitely don't lead it, and they follow it by up to 18 months or 2 years. And, of course, they're compromised by the fact that they receive their imprimatur from the Securities and Exchange Commission in the first place. I guess what I mean is there are a lot of interest rates that are tied contractually to the government's credit rating as issued by S&P. Is there anything in particular that we
draw
from that?
Well, that is the point. Those contractual requirements that interest rates be tied to the ratings should have been higher already. They should have already, financiers should already have been charging higher interest rates contingent on the higher or the lower rating that the ratings agency should have awarded various contracts and especially U.S. Treasuries given the outlook for fiscal policy many months before today. So it's unfortunate that interest rates are so low and Treasury securities and other securities contingent on the value of Treasury securities are so high. We generally think of, you know, during the Great Recession, we had this big bubble in housing and stock market prices and so on, and that bubble burst. The classic recommendation by Chairman Greenspan and others is that you cannot go about proactively bursting bubbles because they are very hard to detect before the fact that that they blow up. Similarly, I think we are in a treasury pricing bubble right now, and that bubble should have been perceived, and interest rates should have been higher well before today. Unfortunately, we're several months and maybe a few years too late in recognizing this fact.
Jagadish Gokhale is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and author of the book Social Security, A Fresh Look at Policy Alternatives. You can read more of his work at cato.org.